With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The 2024 presidential campaign is heating up.
Both campaigning in Georgia this weekend, former President Donald Trump focusing on the death of nursing student Lakin Riley.
Lakin Riley would be alive today if Joe Biden had not willfully and maliciously eviscerated the borders of the United States and set loose thousands and thousands of dangerous criminals.
President Biden in Atlanta on migrants.
Donald Trump calls them vermin, poisoning the blood of America.
Saying he'll work to secure the borders while creating legal pathways for those who are here.
Farm workers, essential workers who helped us through the pandemic and are part of the fabric of our community.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, more details are emerging on that military helicopter crash in Texas.
Authorities have released the names of the three who died in the incident. The New York National Guard troops were Chief Warrant Officer Casey Frankowski and Chief Warrant Officer John Gracia. Border Patrol Agent Chris Luna was also killed. A National Guard soldier who was seriously injured remains hospitalized. Cause of the crash still under investigation. Jason Walker reporting.
Actor Robert Downey Jr. finally wins an Oscar, taking home the award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Louis Strauss in Oppenheimer. He was previously nominated for Best Actor in 1993 for Chaplin and Best Supporting Actor in 2009 for Tropic Thunder. The other nominees for the category included Mark Ruffalo, Ryan Gosling, Robert De Niro, and Sterling K. Brown. Divine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress for her work in The Holdovers. This is Randolph's first Oscars nomination and win. She faced off against Emily Blunt, America Ferrera, Danielle Brooks, and Jodie Foster. This is SRN News. A religious victory for health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and health care providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Pepperdine School of Law launches a new religion-based institute. It's called the Kinstar Institute for Faith, Law, and Public Service, named after the lawyer and judge who taught at the Christian University. The school says the new institute will elevate scholarly discussions on faith and the law and promote opportunities to advocate for religious expression and the rights of religious believers for a broad spectrum of faith traditions. This is SRN News. Some Chiefs football fans undergo amputations due to frostbite.
Kansas City Chiefs fans are known for their fiery passion for their team. So much so, at least a dozen people lost fingers and toes to frostbite. After sitting through the wild card playoff game between the Chiefs and the visiting Miami Dolphins January 13th, the temperature was -4 with a wind chill of -27. The Research Medical Center says not only did about 12 people undergo amputations, more are expected as frostbite injuries progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The brother of an LSU women's basketball player is under arrest after jumping onto the court during a fight that broke out in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game against South Carolina. It started when LSU's Flajay Johnson was called for an intentional foul and then was knocked to the floor. South Carolina went on to beat LSU 79-72. More details at SRNnews.com.